Hello and welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tapper Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the non-remedial math department here at Car Talk Plaza. You know, you might remember that last week we had an embarrassing call from a truck driver named Richard.
Well, it wasn't it was embarrassing.
Well, anyway, here's what...
We thought it was embarrassing, but in retrospect, it wasn't embarrassing.
Here's what went on. He's a diesel truck driver, and his gas gauge had broken, and he was using a wooden dowel to figure out how much gas he had.
He had a cylindrical tank. You know, you've seen those semis by the side of the road or when you pass them on the highway. It's a cylinder, and it's laying on its side.
Yeah.
And there's a thing on the top.
And he put the fillers in the top. He put a stick in, and he knows the diameter of the tank is 20 inches, and he knows where to put the half-full mark, obviously, at 10 inches. But his question was, where do I put, most importantly, the quarter full mark? And I know, he says, that it ain't five. And then my brother says something like, oh, this is simple.
This is trivial. And I start draw a circle.
You want the answer right now, Richard? Can you?
Hold on a minute, I said. I can do, oops.
And then I guess then we realized that we needed to think about it for a minute. And I remember saying, this is a job for integral calculus.
Yes, and you are absolutely right.
Well, yes and no. I mean, there are lots of ways to do it. I like the solution I gave Richard, actually. Find someone with a quarter of a tank and put the stick in his thing and mark the stupid thing.
Yeah, what does your gas gauge say? Quarter? Let me just put this stick in there for a second.
And in fact, I have the answer right here, which was provided to us by Doug Mayer's niece, who's some kind of a math genius, and we hate her. But she provided both a integral calculus solution and a solution using no calculus.
Oh, she
did. Using trigonometry.
Well, she's only one of about 1,000 people who sent us proposed answers, and many of them were correct.
But I'll tell you how we figured it out.
We actually got the right answer.
We have the right answer, yeah. And ours agrees with a lot of the other ones.
And I have to admit that left to our own, pardon the expression, devices, my brother and I would never have solved it.
Because
we couldn't find the integral of this thing.
Couldn't find my CRC book.
Find the CRC book, but I did find the integral on the internet. The internet is wonderful.
But we did use, with the help of my son Andrew and Tommy's daughter Anna, we did use her graphing calculator. And by using that, we said, find the area of the curve if the distance from the center is 3, 3.5, 4. And we finally came up with the answer that in order for his dipstick to work, he's got to be about 5.96 inches off the bottom.
Yes.
Is a quarter of a tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it seemed like it should have been a lot more than that. I would have guessed that a quarter would have been at 7 inches and not 6.
I would have, too. And that was my guess, if you recall. I think I said 7 and 3, and it was wrong.
Yeah.
So it tells you how bad your intuition can be. 6.
Well, at least you erred on the right side.
But 6 is pretty close to 5, which is what's so interesting.
Yeah, which is what Richie wanted to do in the first place.
Exactly. But in addition to all the mathematical solutions that we got, by the way, some of them, if you're really interested in this, and I'm surprised at how many people were, there's a lot of wonderful stuff at two websites. One is called mathworld.com, and the other one is mathforum.com. But we got some interesting solutions from people. They didn't use integral calculus. They used their heads.
Right.
This is the one that I like the best. Who is this guy? Tim Sierra is his name. Tim, you're a bleeding genius. He says, take a beer can. I'll paraphrase. Take a beer can. Pour it into 4 glasses so that the 4 glasses are equally high in the glass.
Right.
So you've separated the can of beer into 4 equal pieces. He says, drink 3 of them.